Justin likes to rant and turtles are runt. What are we going to do?
From Scone Records, it's the Enter the Shell Show. In this episode, People Are Strange, we talk with Ariane Salehi. We have a cat fight on our hands. Marilyn Manson, he is haunting my dreams. We want you to enter the show. And as always, your downloads, they do determine.
No.
What's going
to
go on?
I got to listen to this. I love her so much.
That's the first time that Justin has actually wanted the music to play out. Oh my God.
That was outrageous.
Oh my God.
Is this like your dream freaking woman? Amazing.
Oh, hell yeah. Little punk rock.
She's
girl.
Only like this tall.
Oh yeah, perfect.
I know people are saying,
perfect
oh yeah,
yeah, yeah, that's perfect. Yeah. She's like your height, dude. She's like perfect BJ height.
Yeah, exactly.
If she's turtle's height, she's a midget.
And she's skinny and like.
Oh, she's totally my girl. Hold on.
I don't know all the words to this song.
It's gonna make you feel so
good. Oh, I'll make you feel good.
Whoa. You know, rumors have been circulating that Dr. J has been seen with Hayley Williams.
Oh, Hayley Williams, you are my
baby.
Put that in your Kai Celebrity Corner.
I know, ding, ding, ding.
I wish. Beautiful, beautiful girl.
So, can we get back to the countdown? Dr. J, would that be all right?
He's like, okay. Maybe.
There you go. You're, sorry.
Alejandro. Alejandro.
Sorry.
Your downloads do determine our weekly iTunes album charts. And we're going to take first a look at the singles at number 5. We have Alejandro.
Alejandro.
Alejandro by Lady Gaga. And at number 4, dropping all the way from 1, Not Afraid, and that's by Eminem.
That was quick. Drop down. Oh, back to Justin's love. Coming in at number 3 this week, we've got Hayley Williams of Paramore and her song Airplanes. Well, she's featured in the song Airplanes with B.O.B. And that's actually moving up this week from number 4.
OMG. Featuring Will.i.am has been holding, and Usher. I'll say and Usher. But that's been holding steady for 2 weeks. At number 2.
So that means we have a new number 1, and the new number 1 song is...
Greetings, loved ones.
What up, Snoop Dogg?
Not Hayley Williams.
Oh, no. Second love. Oh,
no way.
Raven
dude,
hair.
These two girls...
completely different.
First of all, California Girls by Katy Perry featuring Snoop Dogg. Both completely different. You have one end of the spectrum. You have Hayley Williams,
that's
completely
my punk rock girl.
Skinny. Then you got, you know,
curvy, beautiful,
voluptuous,
raven haired,
throwback.
Katy
Perry.
Would you
guys,
say she's a throwback?
She is my total pinup.
She's a total pinup. Yeah.
Oh,
and for her to pick up Snoop Dogg, genius.
Yeah, total
genius to do this. Yeah.
Yeah. So now let's take a look at another genius thing of the albums. Number 5, The Fame Monster. Oh my God. Just eating everything up. And at at number 4, B.O.B. presents The Adventures of Bobby Ray, B.O.B.
And coming in at number 3 this week, we've got the album Treats by Sleigh Bells.
And Sea of Cowards, because I know there's many, The Dead Weather, coming in at number 2.
And a very anticipated album, and that is... High Violet by The National. And I've been hearing so many people talk about this album, and I can't wait to get my little hands
I
on
know.
It.
That's just, this is going to be
little
one of the
baby
most,
hands.
This is going to be one of the most anticipated worldwide albums to be released this year.
Yes. Well, if you want to take a closer look at Hayley Williams or Katy Perry or anyone that we were just talking about, just log onto our website, enterthesheell.com. We put all this music on there so you can keep up. And while you're there, Don't forget that you can also subscribe to our show on iTunes. We've got links right there on the website for you, and it's absolutely free.
And every week, our editor-in-chief, Sarah, you know, she does some good things. She brings us the latest albums and cover review on InterTheShell.com. This week, Sarah taking a closer look at the album Brothers. Not in the bad way, Brothers. Holla. The Black Keys, including the song, so check this out, The Everlasting Light and The Next Girl, as there always is in the wings, because they're always waiting. And while you're there, don't forget to check out this week's cover review. It's going to be awesome. Oh, yeah. Gotta love this. Holy Driver is going to be the one of the cover reviews, originally done by my boy.
D.O.
And I take my hat off to him.
Don't you know?
Because you'll find out soon enough. That was originally performed by D.O. And it was covered by Killswitch Engage. So go check it out. Read it. Review it. Love it. Eat it. It's actually edible, just like Kai's underwear.
I've seen it. I've actually had to go buy some of that underwear.
It tastes like cinnamon.
Yeah. You can't eat the whole.
You can't eat the whole thing.
I thought you just can't eat the whole.
Oh, man. So, speaking of Holy Divers, when was the last time you heard this song?
Anyway. 1995.
When I was in junior high, I think.
It was like 1998, 1999. She was still cute. She was cute. She was Mickey Mouse cute.
She was innocent
cute. She's like
cute.
My age, so I'm cool with her.
Yeah, she wasn't slutty cute. She was just like innocent cute.
Yeah.
Now she's just dirty. Well, you know, I know Justin. He reads the latest Out magazine from time to time.
Oh, yeah. That's what I do.
Yeah, and if you saw the cover, she looks exactly like Lady Gaga.
You know, I did not like her when she had black hair. I like her now.
You like her with the blonde?
I like her with the blonde hair. The black hair, she just... And then she was a little chunky. And, you know, nobody likes her. Nobody likes that
chick. Nobody likes her chunky.
No.
She's too anorexic. Chunky. You have a thing for anorexic.
Not anorexic.
Like kind of...
Toned.
With blonde hair. Skinny.
Toned.
Okay, well, let me just tell
you. Sometimes
you
need a little meat on a broad.
I watched her new video on YouTube, mm-hmm. and the first thing I said was, oh, my God, she looks like Madonna and Lady Gaga mixed.
Had a baby?
Right. Well, she clarified it.
So yes on eight?
Yes.
Yes on eight.
So we don't want them to have, we want them to be able to have babies?
That would be one talented kid.
No, but she went on to clarify that this was her own style that she was doing. And, you know, she was like, you know what? I'm tired of always being, you know, put to other blondes, kind of.
A little throwback to Britney Spears.
So, yeah. But I think this was all just beef just to promote her new upcoming album, Bionic. What do you guys think?
I don't know what to think.
Yeah. Christina, no, listen, let me tell you, I can tell you that I think that her little comeback right now has been one hell of a comeback. She's got mass sex appeal. Lady Gaga is weird and out there. Christina's style is weird and out there right now, but she's sexified.
No.
She's sexified.
Okay.
Lady Gaga has a penis, and so she's not that sexy.
No, let me clarify something. Christina Aguilera, she does have a penis. I actually met a dude who dated her. Or was a friend of a guy who dated her and said, no, she don't have a penis. So did you do the cup check? I said, maybe your guy's into, maybe your buddy's into a little, you know.
Well, we definitely know that Christina doesn't have a penis because she just had a kid.
Well, no, you know what? Christina Aguilera, I give her mad props. I think she is one of the best. She, by all rights, should be the next diva. Or is she?
She's
a diva. I think she has earned that title. She's just amazing. You know the girl can sing.
She's got some love on her.
This girl has got talent. She's got the pipes for being such a little thing. She freaking rocks. That's what makes her one of the most attractive. Lady Gaga, I'm sorry, Kai, is here to stay. Lady Gaga is just, she is the next Madonna, reinventing herself, making herself look good. Lady Gaga may look like a dude in a wig, but and may have a little pinky, but, you know, she's here. She's here to stay. So I think this beef, I think her coming out like that was good.
So this is very interesting to me. This fabulous man that we are about to introduce you to here on the Enter the Shell show, he describes his music as this gypsy love child blend of everything that has inspired him, and I am just so inspired to hear about his music. So let's welcome Arian Saleh to the show.
How's it going?
Hey guys, good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Right now, you currently have your EP, which is available on iTunes, and that's Cobblestone. And you're going to be in Seattle for a couple of days, May 28th through the 31st. So I know this last EP, you teamed up with the Wizard of Oz, or the Wizards of Oz, I should say. And what was the experience like creating that EP, and what effect did those guys have on your sound?
It was actually really great. They testament to them, they brought out everything that I was trying to do with the record. It was my first recording, and so there was a lot of talk early on about the sound that we were trying to create, and we even spent one day just drinking beers in the studio listening to like a bunch of tracks I'd sent them as reference to kind of create this whole sound that is just a blend of all the stuff that I've been listening to my whole life.
Right on.
So moving on from that, you know, I'm a total sketch comedy fan, and finding out that you were one of the co-founders of Troupe Six Finger Fist, I gotta say, man, that's so awesome.
You know,
how does it affect your writing, and how does it compare to, you know, singing in your songs?
Well, it's cool. I mean, it flexes a totally different muscle, and all of our movies we do completely improvised in like 48 hours or less. So there's this whole like gun to your head creativity that's awesome, and it just opens you up to spontaneity and play and everything that you create. It also really helps not take yourself seriously. You know, one month I'm shaving my head, and next month we're making a movie of like dates, puppets, dates. It's just ridiculous. So it's hard to take yourself seriously when you're doing that. It helps a lot.
That's great. It probably helps with your kind of presence on stage too. Well, listen, I'm very excited that you're. I saw that you're going to be in Seattle. That's actually where I was from before I moved to Los Angeles. So
awesome.
They're probably going to eat you up there. They're going to love you.
Yeah, it's a cool town. I like Seattle.
Totally. So let's talk a little bit about you know, what sets you apart in your live shows. Like, what can people expect?
Well, the thing I try really hard to do in the live show is kind of make it dynamic and just have a bunch of stuff going on more than just, you know, you kind of, sometimes you go to a live show and it's the same tone the whole night, and, you know, I have these like romantic kind of melancholy songs that I do, and then I'll do like a pop cover or like a Six Finger Fist song sometimes. So I try to keep it really like intimate and you know, and fresh, and kind of do my own thing with it, even though like I'll be playing a known song or a song off the record. A lot of times it's just me on the guitar, or I'm joined a lot lately by Nick Hughes, who's this amazing percussionist. And so I just love going to a live show and hearing it a little bit differently than the record.
Totally. I totally agree with that. So
yeah.
Now listen, your mom and dad were heavy influences on your career. And from what I've been told, your mom was actually the person who pushed you to find your voice. How did she, I mean, did she just know from the get-go when you were young, like, this kid has talent? Or how did she come across this?
Well, yeah, she's an amazing songwriter in her own right, and her mother was an opera singer, so it's all in the blood, you know. But I'd always, ever since I was a kid, I was writing songs, but it was always in the background. I was trying to write plays and do theater and write screenplays. That's actually what brought me to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom was the first person to actually hear my songs and tell me, you know, there's something here. And I, you know, again, it was always in the background, and then eventually I just started doing it so much more that I was like, you know what, I'm gonna try this out, I'm gonna go for this. And I don't know if she just, my screenplays just sucked, and that was a gentle way of
saying, hey, that was exactly what it was. No,
yeah. Yeah. Who knows? Yeah.
So having such a big influence from your parents and your culture, you know, you can cite a million artists that have been really influenced by their culture. You know, Santana. How do you think growing up Persian and having your background, how has your culture actually influenced your music, and how do you find your audiences receiving that?
Well, what's interesting is that the Persian influence, it's if anything, it's there, I think, maybe in some of the, you know, percussion sections or like the rhythm sections of the tunes. But my mom, you know, introduced me as a kid to a lot of Italian music and French music, and my dad on his side gave me tango when I was a little kid, and that just blew
yes.
my mind, and that's all I, you know, it's my obsession. But so what's funny is that the Persian part of my background isn't like the biggest influence on the musicality of the work I do. It's mostly these European stuff that I grew up listening to, and the tango music. But yeah, I was really lucky to be exposed to such different things. And then finding on my own, finding Radiohead and Sting and all that and falling in love with that, coupled with all the stuff that I've been listening to, I think really opened me up to, you know, write stuff that I don't think ordinarily I would have written if I hadn't, you know, heard all that.
And how have the audiences been accepting your sound?
People are really, I mean, you know, I'm knocking on wood right now, but the response has been awesome. People are super into it, and they keep coming back, you know, which is huge. And I think it's something different, you know, like guy and a guitar, you can easily get pushed into a kind of singer-songwritery folky corner. And I think the fact that I'm influenced by so much other stuff, I think it does reflect. And so hopefully, you know, and not anything against that. I love that stuff too. It's just it's not me, you know.
Now, lastly, you're kind of a burger enthusiast. I'm actually just a food enthusiast just in general. And so, what is the like best burger? Because I think this might spawn some controversy. But
no, of course it will. Are you kidding? Yeah. The main controversy between my arteries and my taste buds. But yeah, I mean, ultimately. LA wise, a guy, I'm sorry to do it, Father's Office, but I think the West Side Tavern burger beats it out. West Side Tavern
West
burger.
Side
and
Tavern.
Then, yeah, and then Seattle, I love Jack's Burger.
Yes.
And New York, I gotta go Five Napkin. So
no In-N-Out, huh?
Come on. In-N-Out, yeah, I love In-N-Out. But actually, you know what? I perfected my In-N-Out. This is so terrible. I can't believe it. I perfected my In-N-Out burger. You gotta go number two animal style with chopped chilies and then light well done fries.
Wow. That you just heard that here
first. My mouth is watering.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. And I'm not even endorsed by In-N-Out yet.
Yet. The EP is available on iTunes, and that's Cobblestone. Also, you can check him out. Where are you going to be playing?
I'm playing the Folklife Festival up in Seattle, so come out that whole weekend, Seattle Center. And then I'm setting up some shows in L.A. for June, like at the Mint and some other places. So
totally, and keep us posted. You know,
we'll
continue following you, but we'd love to come out and
to
see you
awesome.
Live.
I'd love to have you guys out.
Yeah, it's ArianeSaleh.com, and that's ArianeSaleh.com. Go to the companion blog to go to his site. And thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, guys. It was a pleasure.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much.
Take it easy, man.
Listen, tune in next week. We're going to be having the Enter the Shell show. It's our special edition EP show, and it airs once a month. This is where we kind of take a look back at the most recent artists that we've featured here on the Enter the Shell show.
It's that time.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. The time you've been waiting for. It's now time we speak with our bartender and let us know what does he have going on.
All right, so first off, I'm going to start off by saying, Justin, Christina's good and Lady Gaga is great.
She is.
Christina may have had her moment at one point.
Oh, so I think she's
she fell off a little bit, but regardless, they're both hot and sexy. So okay. To go along with that, I made a little drink, and I like to call this Granny's Mojito.
Oh, nice!
We've all had,
and Granny is sexy too.
We've all had a mojito or two in our pastime, and every bartender will tell you that is the worst drink to ever order.
Why?
Takes time and product.
I've made you guys mojitos,
and that's why we always
flip
you the bird.
Too. Yeah. Okay. Justin's good. You know what? Just order mojitos from Justin then.
That's what you do.
His avocado.
Well, next time I get that order, I will send it your way. Okay. So this mojito is a little bit different than your average mojito. I've actually switched it up a little bit and gave it a little funk. To make this mojito, what you need is Granny Smith apples, red apples, you need a little triple sec, your favorite vodka. My personal preference is Grey Goose. And Martinelli's apple cider.
That's the kick.
So basically what you're going to do is you're going to... I've already had mine pre-made because it takes time. It's about a 7-minute drink to prepare.
Wow.
You need those ingredients.
You should have been making it while we were on the phone.
So when you go to the club and there's a big line, if you want the bartender to make your drink good, don't order a mojito.
Don't order a mojito or else you won't get his number at the end of the night. And that's a promise. So... get your drink. You need your apples,
nice.
Your mint. You muddle it. You shake it. You throw your vodka in last minute. Give an extra shake.
Vodka's like, I want to be in that too.
Oh, yeah.
Pour it in the same glass.
Oh,
yum.
Serve it add your Martinelli's apple cider. Throw a bunch of apples.
All right, let's just drink it. How about that?
What kind of good to go.
What kind of glass do you serve this in?
You want at least a 16-ounce glass for this specific mojito.
Give me the 24-ounce.
Yeah. Give me mine. Hold on. Give me mine. Good. All right. Cool.
Cheers.
Yay. Oh, yay.
This is totally different.
It's like different.
Tastes like my grandma.
You know what? This is really good. Hey, this is really. It's not hard at all.
No, that's what your mom said. It wasn't hard.
No. But you know what? It's a good sweet drink. Like, I like this.
It's great. It's
good
for just sets the mood.
Summertime around the corner. All right. Well, that's good.
Oh, I'm really enjoying that.
Well, cheers, you guys.
Hey, cheers, everybody. Listen, if you want to take a closer look at this drink recipe and everything that our fabulous and sexy bartender serving up, become our friend on Facebook. And check out undertheshell.com on the companion blog. We've got the bartender's watering hole recipes right there for you.
People are strange. Very strange.
Even
more strange as of late. Ian Ashbury, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the name.
This guy is full of crap.
Right?
This guy.
Ian Ashbury. Okay, so let me give you some backstory real quick. Ian Ashbury, he did.
He's a prick.
Yeah, he's part of the cult. And now he fronted for a little bit, you know, because the Doors are always looking for someone to replace Jim Morrison, which they can't.
To substitute for Jim
Morrison.
Right,
exactly.
Nobody could ever replace Los Fuertes Morrison.
No, nadie. So anyway, he went on this big diatribe saying how pissed he was that right now the Doors, he finally picked up a singer to go out on tour because Brett Scallions, he was already done. As we all know, Brett Scallions, he's with Fuel or whatever.
Yeah.
So anyway. He started calling out names, saying, why weren't these people available? And that was David Grohl.
How the freak do you do this?
Yeah, Eddie Vedder. He started calling out, who else? Trent Reznor.
Perry Farrell?
What
the hell do I want a DJ to be singing for? I mean, as much as I love James.
Exactly. I don't know. I don't understand why he's upset. These guys are totally unavailable. First of all, Dave Grohl is right now in the studio working for the next Foo Fighters album.
Yep.
Sky Weiland just hooked up with STP, and they're currently touring.
Yeah.
And Trent Reznor, he's on a new project with his wife.
Yeah.
Getting that all done.
And Perry Farrell, right now, he's actually on tour DJing, you know?
Right.
And how are you going to get
Eddie Vedder's fronted them.
Yeah, he already fronted them.
He already fronted them for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
But you know what the worst thing is he comes in talking about how there was no Americans. Why are you getting mad because I'm not an American? You know what? We're mad because you're a freaking prick. That's why we're mad. And you know what? Forget this. And another thing, when a limey bastard like that starts coming at Americans and the Doors, how do you even think to freaking replace Jim Morrison?
You
are honored to play in the band which Jim Morrison sung in. Okay?
Yeah.
That's it. So you limey bastard, you know what? There were Americans. There were Americans that were there. They've done their time. So get off their back.
Exactly. And speaking about getting on people's backs, it's time we jump in another back. I'm talking about that sexy Kai and her Kai Celebrity Corner.
Ayo, come over to my corner. I'll give you a piggyback right into what's happening in Hollywood this week. Okay, start the timer. I've got some Kardashian.
No.
Let's put the timer away. No more timers.
Okay.
No more. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Well, it's actually very quick.
I need my.
All right, are we ready?
Yes. Okay, so Kim Kardashian just did a big article in Shape magazine. She was talking about even as a 10-year-old. As a 10-year-old. I have to finish this, though. Even as a 10-year-old, Kim Kardashian says that she remembers crying in the bathtub because her boobs were growing so big that she would put a hot washcloth over her chest and pray, "Dear God, please don't let them grow bigger."
Oh, poor her.
Like right. Anyways, lucky for her, those tits are getting her on the cover of Shape magazine.
That bitch.
Bitch. Okay, so Vanessa Williams kind of, you know, she's left the music scene and now she's doing, she's been on Ugly Betty.
Oh, yeah, which was a horrible show.
And, you know, it wrapped
American
in.
American Ferrera was hot. It was a good show.
Well, yeah, she's cute.
Yeah, if you're a chick.
Yeah.
Well, listen, she's leaving. She was a veteran on Ugly Betty, and now she is heading over to Wisteria Lane. She is going to be on Desperate Housewives.
This is a desperate plea for a role for some
which
money.
Which will be kind of interesting, though. I don't know how well she's going to mix in with that cast.
You mean all white?
No, but we can go there, too. All right. And just in honor of Justin, I had to bring up a Justin Bieber story.
Of course.
So this baby-faced little Canadian teen idol, he has actually scored a nomination for a 2010 BET award.
Oh, of course. Whenever you think of black entertainment, Justin Bieber.
I guess that...
How does that work?
They say that he's a crossover artist like Justin Timberlake. You know, BET Awards, they typically honor black singers, actors, actresses.
He's missing the B.
I know.
He's missing the B for the BET Awards.
Right.
So how does he qualify for the BET?
Because I guess...
Without the B.
Black Entertainment Television has...
Call themselves Entertainment Television.
They've looked at the ratings, and they are looking at him as a crossover artist for the black... industry listeners.
I think Justin Timberlake is a crossover artist, not Justin Bieber.
I think Justin Timberlake, if he was missing the B, I think the Bieber does not qualify. Is it because he was with Luda and with Jay-Z and all that? Is that why he's allowed to? Did he get a little rub off on him? Yeah, does he get street cred? Because I know Luda lost his street cred because of what went on.
I'm not really sure. Maybe Justin Bieber is dating like Puffy or something.
Maybe.
Maybe
it's all those.
He's dating Miley Cyrus.
Maybe it's all those Bieber. Babians.
Babians?
I don't even know. The lesbians that are. Look like Justin Bieber?
Let me tell you one guy who can hang at the BET Awards because he's hung. That's Milo.
Oh, wow.
Milo, I'm sorry. I just went there. I have no idea. I have no idea what's going on in Milo's pants, but I do know what's going on in his blogs. And, we've just had a recent death of heavy metal legend.
Holy diver, Ronnie James Dio.
Dio, baby. And Milo wants to look back at one of the most influential metal hair bands of the 1980s. He did a really nice little write-up on James Dio. And this band back in the 80s, you may not know their music, but most of their band members are household names. Now, all together, this band, they released 9 studio albums. Here's some clues. Their band members have starred in homemade horns, and their lead singer starred on a VH1 show. They are a quartet.
I think I know who this is.
Is going to be a big fatal blog this Friday on entertheshell.com, and it's going to take you for a ride on the wild side. Yow.
Don't be scared.
I'm already scared. I'm already afraid. Shitting my pants.
Oh.
You know, it's about damn time that Marilyn Manson live up to his name. This is a scary individual, people.
This is an awesome individual.
This is a scary individual, and he's finally going to be put in a horror film.
Woohoo!
Finally.
Good, because he's about the scariest human that ever walked the earth.
He is.
Oh, did Zombie finally get him on one? Rob Zombie?
No, he's actually going to be on with David Gordon Green. He produces stuff with Oliver Stone. So he's finally going to get his shot. And get this, he's going to star alongside his fiance. Rachel Evan Green?
Wood.
Rachel Evan Wood.
Who's the other chick that from...
you're talking
about... It's Evan Rachel Wood.
Yeah, Evan Rachel Wood. Yeah,
whatever. Who's the other chick that he dated that...
Yeah.
Robert Rodriguez ended up leaving his wife for?
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's all pale. So she wore that hot.
Right.
Tits were just right
supple.
There. Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's so creamy.
But she wasn't really, really skinny, Justin. So what now?
Well, no, but that fits the Katy Perry. She does...
Katy Perry's short.
Whatever, but like I said, Marilyn Manson, he still frightens me. I think he's a perfect fit, and you know, I think he's... Do you think he's gonna have a good run?
Yeah,
at being in horror.
Well, he was already in a movie, and I can't remember the name. He played like somebody's dad, like a molester kind of guy.
What?
Yeah, I'm serious. Like, look, IMDb him.
Do you guys
he was
think,
in a movie already?
Do you guys think that this is going to make him like become like this Hollywood like actor, like celeb?
He already is.
No, I know, but like on a different front, and then suddenly he's going to take his makeup off and cut his hair and become normal and become like a Backstreet Boy?
No.
Oh, no, he's a total Backstreet Boy.
I'll tell you what.
He's a backdoor boy.
I'll tell you what isn't scary, and that is some shout-outs.
Our fans.
Yeah, they're not scary at all. That's right. If you comment on the website or...
I dare you to comment.
On the Facebook. We will give you a shout-out and say thank you. Our first shout-outs go
someone
to...
Your face.
Vadim, Berta, The Hoser, Chole, and Captain Morgan.
I think it was... Is it Chole or Chloe?
No, it's Chole.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Oh, you should know.
Yeah.
Oh, he speaks the Mexican.
Exactly.
Oh, Chole, Chole. Okay, I've got a couple more shout-outs to the ever-sexy fight chick. Yanira, she's always giving us love. I really like
always.
Her. I just want to motorboat her. Carrie and Miss Rebecca, thanks for checking us out.
Danny boy. Okay. So the last couple of ones we've been kind of, except the Lena Horne one. But this is a real obituary kind of shout out thing. Ronnie James... Dio, the former ELF, Rainbow, and Black Sabbath singer, who often claimed credit for inventing metal's chief hand gesture, oh yeah, the devil horns, has died at the age of an early 67. The name Dio came from Johnny Dio, a mafia hood. Ronnie first used his name professionally in 1961, so this kind of tells you he's an older dude. Dio joined Richie Blackmore's Rainbow in 1975 and recorded 3 albums with the band. And in 1979, he left Rainbow to replace Ozzy Osbourne in Black Sabbath. That lineup reunited in recent years as Heaven and Hell. Ronnie James Dio, rock in peace. You will be missed, but remember this, you will never be forgotten. A legend of metal and a hero to all of us.
And I'll be here, sunshine.
Hey!
All right! Rest in peace, buddy. Rest in peace.
Rock in peace.
Rawr, oi, listen, a big, huge special thanks to Ariane Saleh, baby, for being on the show. You're fabulous. We love you.
Yeah, and don't forget, you can, check out our Twitter or Facebook or Newswire, everything. Just log on to endoftheshow.com and bam, you can get
click
all
around.
The click around.
Lick
you,
around.
Yeah, you can get everything there. Demolition 3000 time! Katy Perry, California Girls, The National, Christina Aguilera, Lady Gaga, Bionic, Rita Ora, In-N-Out, Mojito, Marilyn Manson, horror films,
not gonna
Eddie
Vedder,
Ian Ashbury, and The Doors.
Oh, you did it.
Justin Bieber.
Getting that last one in. All right, so if you
sure? Are you sure you want that one?
Can we take that
I think
one
we totally screwed up the whole thing.
Is there a way we can erase it?
I think I think there is a total.
No, there isn't.
I think there is a way we can erase it.
No.
Let me see. I think there might.
No, we're not going to use. No!
We're erasing it.
We're erasing it. Processing eraser.
There we go. Right. Leaner, greener. Demoralizer 3000.
So, Kai, if you will open up the envelope and tell us the moral of today's show.
Gladly.
As according to the Demoralizer 3000.
4000.
3000.
The Demoralizer likes Christina Aguilera.
Yay.
He was talking about it earlier. All right.
With his hand in his pants.
Oh, that metal little asshole. All right. The moral
Literally.
Of. The moral of today's show. According to the Demoralizer 3000 is, I quote, I'm at Taco Bell and they have a hiring sign asking, do you like to melt things? Clearly, they only want the ambitious.
Clearly.
So if you're looking for a job, don't say Enter the Shell didn't help you out. Go to Taco Bell and melt something today.
Melt your face off after you go to the bathroom.
Melt your dick after you look at Katy Perry.
Melt. Ooh, wow. There.
That's
it. How do I come back with that? Just melt. Just melt. Okay.
All right.
That's going to do it. Until next time, we are out of here. Later.